Well, late last week, the U.S. House was able to pass a $113 billion package of tax breaks and social spending programs, which will extend the $1 per gallon biodiesel tax credit through the end of 2010. The legislation also includes Senator Blanche Lincoln's $1.5 billion disaster package that provides an estimated $1.1 billion in supplemental payments to producers who suffer crop losses in counties declared primary disaster areas by USDA. Also included is $300 million to assist specialty crop producers, $75 million in emergency loan support poultry producers, $50 million in assistance for livestock producers, $25 million in aquaculture assistance, and $42 million to aid first handlers of cottonseed. The Senate is expected to pick up the measure after it returns June 7th, and changes are expected, as not everything senators desired is in the House version, since many lawmakers in the House were reluctant to vote on a bill that would add $54.2 billion to the record federal budget deficit. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.